The World This Week. Politics.
Britain became the first country to license a fully tested vaccine for COVID-19. The medicines regulator gave its approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech jab following a rolling review process used to assess promising vaccines during a health emergency. Data from the vaccination program will continue to be reviewed as they become available. Priority distribution will start within a week. America is expected to approve a vaccine soon, and the EU by the end of the month. Boris Johnson faced his biggest backbench rebellion since becoming Prime Minister over the confusing rules in the new regional tier system that replaced lockdown in England. Parliament approved the plan. Customers may order booze in pubs only if it comes with a substantial meal. A pub renamed one of its beers Substantial Meal. President Emmanuel Macron of France ordered his government to redraft a proposed law that would make it illegal in some circumstances to publish photographs of police. He did so after CCTV footage of three cops beating and racially abusing a black man went viral. Such footage might have been illegal to publish under the proposed law, civil libertarians noted. Tributes were paid to Valéry Giscard d'Estaing, the President of France from 1974 to 1981, who has died aged 94. Mr. Giscard d'Estaing helped formalise a role for the summits of Europe's heads of state through the European Council. In France, he battled the Catholic Church to liberalise abortion and divorce laws. Cuban police arrested 14 members of a dissident group called Movimiento San Isidro. They had locked themselves into the movement's headquarters in Havana, and some went on hunger and thirst strikes to protest against the jailing of Denis Solis, a rapper charged with disrespecting authority. After the raid, hundreds of activists gathered at the Culture Ministry. In a small but rare concession, the Vice Minister of Culture met a delegation representing them. Brazil's space agency reported that 11,000 square kilometres, that's 4,000 square miles of forest, were destroyed in the Amazon from August 2019 to July 2020, the most since 2008. Ethiopian forces entered Mekelle, the capital of the northern region of Tigray, less than a month after the start of a civil war between the federal government and the regional one. Tigrayan fighters have withdrawn from towns in the region in order to launch a guerrilla war.